Pull up in motor case. I got a show today. What's good, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the 16s and Things, the podcast. This is your host, Ms. 100. And yes. What a week. I got with me my brother, Al Drizza. And he's very opinionated, just like this nigga you hear talking. We're going to jump right into this. We got to get into this Eagles reaction. We just got finished watching the Eagles fucking take a L to one of the corniest, wackest teams in the league that only had 3 wins for the whole fucking season, came into Philly and won. And yo, we just gonna lightly talk about this shit, yo. What's up, Drizza? How you doing, man? How you feeling right now?
Man, I'm good, man. As for them fucking Eagles, man, I'm done, man. I don't even want to see them in the playoffs at this point, because there ain't gonna be nobody.
Right. And remember, I said to you earlier in the weekend, I was like, yo, man, honestly, and you laughed, and I said, honestly, yo. First round exit.
Well, because, all right, I was being optimistic, but here's the whole thing. They got talent at every position. I never seen a team with all this talent and can't score. They got weapons at every position. I don't understand. You got tight ends. You got three receivers. You got running backs. I don't understand.
Yeah, what it's looking like is what you were saying earlier when they went 10-1 the first part of the season. It was an easy schedule. We do know that. But like you said, the talent was winning. You know what I'm saying? Was winning those games. It wasn't really the coaching. Like we said, we do know it's an easy schedule.
I'm not gonna say they had one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. I'm not making no excuse though, because they did play Buffalo and Kansas City and they survived that.
True, but
it
still always came down to the offensive coordinator and the play caller.
I mean, it's not one game they played conventionally would have conventionally won.
Right, especially like they was considered one of the best teams in the NFL, at least the top three. And they wasn't showing it. And if you remember, when I was like, damn, the Eagles playing like a fucking losing team. Even though they had a winning record, I was like, damn, they 10-1, but they don't finish off teams. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we sit home, we look at these games week to week, and you don't see no progression. Nothing fucking different. Nothing different. Every week we fucking calling the plays like we on the fucking Eagles coaching staff.
Well, you know, I'm going to say that it's the coaches, offense and defense of coaches, and it's the head coach too. Because he's allowing this. You know. When he going to stand there and from week to week, yeah, we got to fix this. Oh, fucker, it's week 15, 16, 17. And you still talking about ain't no fixing it now. You are what you are now.
Right. A fucking early exit.
He keeps talking about we going to fix it. Fix what? That's all he say in these interviews. Yeah, you know, we going to fix it. Instead, what I want to hear is, listen. We're not a good football team right now. We're not playing good.
Right.
Because it's showing.
It's showing.
You're not saying it, but it's showing.
Yeah.
And make some noise.
Yeah.
Some things got to be moved around. You move that head, the defensive coordinator up and
yeah, you made a move with the defense.
You definitely need to do with. You know what
I'm saying? Now listen, we have witnessed the defense not playing well, right? But I will say this. The defense really do got injuries. The offense ain't got injuries like the defense do.
That's my point.
And I'm not fucking, giving excuses for the defense, because the defense had moments. where it saved them games that you mentioned, the Kansas City game, the Buffalo game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, excuse us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's cell phone. Just put the drone on mute. But you know what I'm saying, Dre?
Yeah, I
like,
know exactly what you're
saying. Yeah, like the defense has saved them, and they made adjustments far as bringing another defensive coordinator in here. And I don't understand why you ain't do the same thing for the fucking offense. You might as well should have did the same thing, found a fucking coordinator. Like, you know how they do the shit, bring somebody in, be like, oh, he's a consultant, but he really be the main motherfucking calling the plays.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Plenty of NFL teams have done that.
Right.
We've seen that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man. I wanna ask you, what are your I wanna back this up. Yeah, you said something interesting off the mic before we started recording about those Georgia players that the Eagles drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say what you were saying about them. You said they wasn't performing.
Yeah, they're not playing up to what we thought they are was going to be. Jordan Davis, Carter, and what other guy is
Dean.
Yeah, he hurt.
Yeah.
But they ain't been playing up to par. You got the older guys pulling the weight. Fletcher Cox.
Graham,
they shouldn't be having all these reps. They're yeah. old.
Even the boy Sweat not as yeah. old as
he not as old as them, but
yeah,
they getting a lot of reps. They burnt out by this time. See, last year they had rotation of guys,
but they was veterans,
and they was veterans. Yeah. But still,
yeah,
you know,
different kind of work ethics.
Yeah, they was veterans, but. They didn't get that many snaps like they doing this yep. year. Fletcher Cox.
They was rotating them.
They was rotating.
So wouldn't nobody gas the fuck
nobody
out?
Nobody was gassed out. That's how they got all them sacks last year.
Yeah. Damn, you right. They led the league in sacks last year, right?
70 sacks, man. They broke a record.
Yeah, that was.
They had more sacks than the Gang Green.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes.
And
so. I mean,
yeah.
In all reality, we should have won that thing last year, man. That was our year.
That was the year. Yeah. And we can't leave out the fact, and like I said, me and Al Drizzle, we're not giving excuses up for this terrible loss. But the Cardinals are coached by our former defensive coordinator from last year.
Yeah.
So y'all didn't even make it hard for him. This nigga looking at the formations. If we looking at these formations and know what the Eagles about to run, imagine what he know.
Yeah. You know what you mean? It's just poor. Each game we get outcoached somewhere. It'd rather be the third quarter, fourth quarter. Third quarter we got outcoached because we ain't even score third quarter. They had the ball the entire third fucking quarter. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Running the ball.
Yeah. So, let me get into this. What's your playoff predictions? I'm going to do... For the NFC first and then the AFC.
Niners. For everybody, Niners. I mean, yeah, 49ers, man. They got Super the complete
Bowl.
Team.
Niners to Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So, okay, who you see the Niners in the NFC Championship
it's gonna
with?
It's going to be a repeat against the Baltimore Ravens.
No, I'm talking about NFC Championship. Who you see the Niners with?
I'm not going to say Dallas.
You're not going to say Dallas?
No.
Yeah.
No, because Dallas always fooled in the...
Yeah. They do at some point.
Proven. Yeah,
that ain't that dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's a season great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Could be the Seahawks.
Damn.
And
wow.
The only reason why I see the Seahawks because they coach well.
Wow.
Pete Carroll's a good coach.
Yeah.
And then if they going in the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Damn, I actually agree with you, but not with the Seahawks. I'm gonna say the Niners. Niners definitely going to the Super Bowl.
Well, who would you say they going? The NFC Championship gonna be.
Yo, I'm a, this shit might sound crazy to you, but I think the Rams might sneak up on a lot of motherfuckers, yo. I don't think they clinched the playoffs yet, but if they get in, yo, the Rams is hot, yo. They hot. Like, Stafford is healthy. Kupp is healthy. That running back, Williams, he's nice. And the Rams actually run the ball.
They got potential.
They got potential. And we can't forget the defense is still there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
they got potential.
Yeah, I don't know if they make the NFC Championship, but I'm definitely going to say the Niners to the bowl. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you got the Ravens from the AFC. I do as well. I don't know who will win that game, but.
And I say the Ravens and the Browns in the AFC Championship.
Ooh. That, see, you know what? The Browns and the AFC are hot like.
Yeah,
how the
like
Rams are right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, yo. They got Joe Flacco off the couch. Nigga had his hand on his balls and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this nigga's smoking. Yo, this nigga, I think, played like 3 or 4 games and he got like over 1,700 yards. Crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, with Flacco, you don't have to do much, man. You give him all them.
Give
him
the weapons.
Around him.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm not understanding. Going back to the Eagles. We got, man. If you
got
look
the same
at,
type weapons.
We got weapons. If you look at our team on paper, we look better than Danny and the whole NFL.
Yep.
At every position, we got weapons. It makes no sense.
Yep.
So you know something wrong. Coaching is definitely there. It's like something wrong.
Yo, if we was playing Madden.
Come on.
They wouldn't play this sport. If we playing Madden and I'm the coach.
Right.
Yeah, we going to fuck around and go undefeated.
Go. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's going, what that going to tell you? The coach playing chess.
Mm-hmm. Playing chess.
Yeah, man. He got all the pieces.
Yep.
Some heads got to roll on this one now.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't care, man. I ain't waiting the next year. You need to start right now.
Facts, yo. Like I said.
You need to start right the fuck now.
The draft.
Heads got to roll on this.
The draft, they need to get mainly defensive players. Get the secondaries, the linebackers, and the corners. Get them corners, safeties, and corners.
What happened was we got sold. On Mayberry coming back and all that, and he had the Toast Berry, man.
Ain't that crazy how one year make
steps.
A difference? He looked like.
But see, this where coaching come in at. Now you can take that type of player, right? You don't have him playing cornerback first or second. You put him on a slot,
right?
You put
make
him
a
slot
nickel
because he's still right. He can still cover, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you put him as nickel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's where coaching come in at.
Right. Yeah, sometimes make him put him back at safety.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? If you feel like he lost a step and y'all do got injuries.
All right, now hear this out. Since we on him, the same shit keep happening every week. This guy getting burnt for touchdowns at the last minute that we need to stop.
Right.
Why is he on this position all the time?
Right.
Same guy.
Right.
You mean to tell me you going to let this guy, you know this guy, we're going to throw on this guy because he's going to beat him. And you going to keep this guy in every week? You going to keep going with this guy every week?
Mm-mm.
Come on, man.
It's terrible coaching, yo. Yo, it's terrible coaching. I don't know no coach that would allow that. Nigga, you got to get on the bench and recollect your thoughts because you keep getting your ass bust.
We don't throw no blitzes. I mean, I don't understand it, man. Damn, man, like all game, man, we don't throw not one fucking blitz. Every quarterback has looked good on us, like Joe Montana and shit. Right. Every quarterback that we play.
Yep, it's terrible, man. But yeah, man, I'm gonna go on to the next topic, yo. Yeah, yo. So, Dre, yo, man, do you believe these Diddy allegations, yo?
Yeah, it's shit finally coming to the fucking
surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For all that rotten shit, fucking P. Diddy did. Yeah.
Yo, you know what's crazy, man? I just read the other day that Jermaine Jackson is being charged for sexual abuse from 1988, yo. Now listen. I got to play devil's advocate with this, right?
Well, you know, what's your name caught up in that shit too, right?
Who?
Fuck around with Diddy. T.D. Jakes.
Oh, yeah. They said he was at the Puffy parties and shit like that. Yo, as a pastor, that doesn't look good,
as
dog.
As a pastor, what are you getting this amen on, huh?
Yo, they was calling that nigga Tasty Jakes, yo.
Yo, Tasty Jakes had in the gift.
Yo, that shit out of pocket.
And yeah. I ain't talking about no crimpers and shit. Yo. Oh, yo. Locking them chocolate juniors and shit.
Yeah, yo, but yeah man, he shouldn't be at them parties. It's real rap. You a man of the cloth, as they say. Huh. Man of the cloth that they say, and you using a lot of cloths.
Yeah, man. No, it's cool, man, because I was shocked to hear that shit, man.
Yeah, I was too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
TJ's.
Oh, right, man. And then they got the pictures and shit.
Yeah.
Of him and Puffy hanging out. You at his crib. You know what I mean? Yeah. Shit a little suspect, yo. And they said Puffy parties, you know what go down. He got everything there for you.
He got from motherfucking Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts.
Yo, man.
He out of pocket, man.
Yeah, but yeah, as far as, yo, Diddy and these allegations, it's looking like it's a wrap for Diddy, y'all. He gonna have to disappear for a while. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he gonna be able to recover from this, yo.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, well, I ain't gonna play the race card, but remember when he was hot on Charlie Sheen ass, you know what I mean?
Right. Yup.
You know, he disappeared for a minute.
He disappeared.
I mean,
now he doing movies and shit, like shows and shit like that now.
If you remember at one point, man, he was on his ass.
His name was a bad taste in people's mouths. Yeah.
Shit, he was so bad, he wasn't even calling himself Charlie Sheen no more. It was Charlie Estevez, his real name.
His real name.
He went back to his real name.
Yup, birth
That's
name.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the disappearing shit like that. Yeah, man. So, I'm going to my next topic, yo. I got to ask you, yo, going back to on some college basketball shit, yo. Yo, who you think was the best college basketball player? You know what I mean?
College basketball?
For you, yeah.
Back then?
You already know. You know them, I'm going to say them 80s, 90s, a little bit of early 2000s.
You guys can YouTube this game today.
Who?
When LSU played Hank Gathers and them. What was that team he played for? Loyal Mount?
LSU played Hank Gathers. Oh, Lower Marymount. Yeah. Oh, shit. They had Bo Kimble.
Yeah.
And motherfucking Paul Westphal was their coach and shit, and he brought that NBA fast break Lakers Showtime shit to that team.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Hank Gathers family. You know, he was a great one. We lost him. Never got a chance to make the NBA due to him he died on the court.
Shaq said, "Hey, yo, out of all the people I play," he said, "that guy gave me work, man."
Hank Gathers.
You watched
from North Philly.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Bo Kimble from North Philly. Both went to Dobbins, right?
Yep. Both went to Dobbins.
Yeah. Yo, look that shit up on YouTube, y'all, because I know this game he talking about. LSU had Shaq. They had Stanley Roberts, right?
Chris Jackson.
And Chris Jackson. Mm-hmm. And that's before he changed his name to Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Yeah.
And if you know basketball, if you a true basketball fan, you're going to know these names that I'm talking. You know what I'm saying? That we both talking, actually. Like, man, Stanley Roberts was the man before Shaq got there.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that, man.
Yeah, they don't know that. Stanley Roberts.
He was featured to be.
Shaq actually was like his backup, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because Stanley was his team.
Right.
Him and Chris Jackson.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then Shaq came there and just blew things out of the water. You know, and this is back then with them guys stayed, man. Shaq stayed 3 years. He ain't had to.
Nah, he didn't.
Shaq could have did 1 year for real. You know what I'm saying? But he stayed 3 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You
like,
know, that was the, you know, Shaq had a good upbringing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm the one going to let him run out like that. You know, they made him stay in school, you know. He had a good upbringing, man.
Right. That's true. So I'm going to have to say my best college basketball player I ever seen. It's quite a few of these motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you, man. You probably ain't gonna
Ray Allen.
Yo, he was nice, but you probably ain't gonna believe what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
Glenn Big Dog Robinson.
Oh no, he was a problem, man.
61 and 65. Yo, yeah, shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, Big Dog was a problem
at Purdue.
Yeah,
who the fuck, motherfucker? They know for football. Yeah. What the fuck is Purdue?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Dog. He put them on a map by himself.
Yeah, Big Dog was a problem. Yeah.
But yeah, he was one of the ones that I seen in college, and I was like, oh my god, like this dude is ridiculous. And man, I'm a fan of Kenny Anderson.
Oh, you know, yeah. Kenny Anderson was nice. Yeah.
he had a nice career at Georgia Tech.
The lethal weapon.
Oliver Miller. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis Scott.
Dennis Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That was another joint, yo.
Yeah.
And I can't forget about my Fab Five niggas, yo.
Oh, man.
Chris Webber was a beast.
Ho. Let's not forget about that UNLV team.
Ah, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Barry Johnson, Stacey Allman, man. Anderson Hunt.
Ooh.
Greg Anthony. They said that team.
Echoes.
Oh my god! They said that team could run an NBA team.
Yeah, I believe it. Back then, I believe it. Yeah, yeah. Them motherfuckers
was blowing people off the.
You know, to this day, I still think they was paid off to lose to Duke, man.
Yeah, that was bullshit, man.
Straight up, man.
That was bullshit.
That was crazy.
Man.
Like, yo, I know Leighton. I actually watched a documentary on him too. He was good. He was good. He wasn't what
before
we thought
at the
he
time,
was.
Yeah. But they pushed him further than what he
put him on an Olympic team
and all that.
Yeah,
they Hollywood him before he.
Come on, man. How you putting that nigga on over?
How you put him on there?
Larry Johnson. Right. You know, so many other motherfuckers you could have put on that joint that had way more stellar careers and shit like that, yo. But now this topic is one of the real reasons I wanted Al Drizzy on my podcast. Listen, y'all, we was pre-gaming one day. You know, if you know, you know, we pre-gaming before we roll out or whatever, right? We zone out to the sounds. So Dre said, it's a Biggie song. But Dre said, Beanie Siegel's version of Who Shot You is better than Biggie's. Ooh-wee. Yo, you really think that?
Nah, man. Yeah. I said it, and I'm backing it up. Yeah.
Damn.
If you listen to them verses, man.
Right. Hold on. I think I'm going to have to pour that shit up, yo.
Listen to Big Verse. And when would Beanie say?
I'm gonna have to pour that shit out, yo. That's on his mixtape, right? Beanie Siegel's Beanie Siegel Who Shot You. Let me find this shit, yo. Y'all gotta hear this joint, yo. I found it. Ooh, I found it. Here we go.
Turn the beat up. Yeah. Police until you get hit with the 4-pound heat. Blood start to leak, heartbeat get weak. Send him to the priest, forever you'll sleep. 6 feet deep, you drowning in Schitt's Creek. The Sandman visit niggas in they sleep. Picture me in prison getting visits by the week. Even if they cuff on, my boys got instructions. Yeah. Strictly destruction, everybody suffering. Your kids butt fuckle, stomping with construction. Show mercy or nothing. Feed them till they skin pussing. Slaughter, torture, pour acid on your daughter. Your bitch pregnant, rape her, make a brick of water. Now you can go and tell Jake that lame niggas the same nigga. Inquires front page nigga. Like Bin Laden with his K in the cave nigga. Hit men for hire, guns getting paid nigga. I got 100 for your head in the bag. Another 100 if it's broad day on the ad. Who shot you? The evil genius. Motherfucker, nigga, all you seen was the light from the heat. Mask on tight, get away was so sweet. A bunch of black smoke, dual exhaust on the Jeep. Back tires. Preach, but ain't mark
up the streets.
Right back at
you. Homicide got the chalk up the street. Yellow tape off the block when I quick off the clock. Extended clip, silencers on the hammers. Gas won't slip, rubber grips.
All right, y'all. All right. Yo. Okay. Siegel, he did his job. He definitely did. Cause that's a legendary beat, man. Lot of rappers freestyle to that drum, but some rappers can't do it. They can't, like you said, that's Biggie's beat and Siegel, cause you know the original.
Right.
But it made you say, well, goddamn, Siegel done killed this shit. Shit better than Big. And that's Big beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But man, I'm sorry, man. I gotta play Biggie version a little bit. Just a little something.
Listen to the verse. I want you to play it.
Yeah. I mean, here we go. Yo. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. Everybody's opinion.
Yeah, I know. Music is objective.
Yeah.
But Big stomping like Sasquatch and...
Hey, don't let me say... Come on, man.
Like, shit crazy, Vigil yo.
Vigil in the sleep with the Sandman? Come on, man. That's some crazy shit, man.
Yeah, no. Siegel ran that, John. He did. You know what I mean? But, you like Siegel John version better. I like the original better, Biggie version and shit. But yeah, yo, my last topic for this episode, this is a special episode, man. I had to get my bro on this John, my real live Ashley brother, you know, blood brother and shit like that. But yeah, which NBA player are you impressed with the most this year so far?
So far?
Yeah.
Embiid,
you know what's funny? I know you well. And I said to myself when I wrote this question, I said, damn, this nigga gonna say Embiid.
Yeah.
And it's not because he's a Sixers fan. I just know I know how my brother thinks.
But the thing is,
he's actually really the best fucking player. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we're about to go into the All-Star break soon.
Yeah.
Almost like like 30 days, kind of like something like shit.
Finally, we got a coach. They got him playing in the paint, where we always say he should be.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having a real successful season.
Yeah.
So far, by playing big in the paint, which we've been wanting him to do, play in the paint.
Right. He's not looking like the lazy motherfucker that, you know,
he's playing defense.
Because he's bigger than everybody.
Yeah.
You back them nigga down and bang on him.
And it's that easy.
Yeah.
We've been saying it for years.
Yeah, because he already got the jump shot.
Right.
He don't realize he got the mechanics to save his career. You got the jump shot, nigga. You ain't got to dunk all that shit. You can spin, boom, Hakeem move, blah, 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 post up, turn around. Boom. You know what I'm saying? You know, the issue that we always have in NBA was him shooting on them fucking threes like he was a guard. And we all hated that.
Yeah. Or trying to dribble down and then get stripped.
right,
or people double teaming. When you just get the ball, double teaming, now it's a problem for everybody down there that got big men.
Right.
It's a problem now because he's playing like a true center now.
Right. And
Nick Nurse got him playing like a true center.
Yep. Shout out Nick Nurse, yo, because I don't know what the fuck Doc Rivers was doing when he was here, because we seeing the true work of a good coach, and it's benefiting. Sixers is definitely like, one of the top five teams in the league.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my choice, my pick that I had for, like, who I was impressed with the most is Tyrese Halliburton. And I'm very impressed with this guy, because this dude is looking like he bringing motherfucking Lakers Showtime back. I mean, I ain't seeing his squad going to fucking win a chip or go to the finals or anything like that.
No, he is talented. I agree with you.
Like, this nigga is averaging 12 assists while still averaging 24 points. I know his team don't play no defense. These niggas, it's like he's on a team with a bunch of shooters and gunners, and they run the fucking floor. I think, to me, it's more exciting to watch, because I haven't seen a team like that in the East Coast. You know, we've seen teams like that in the West Coast all the fucking time. You know, I mean, Western Conference. These motherfuckers looking like a newer version of Golden State, but in the East Coast. While Golden State is progressing to be, man, I don't know what the fuck Golden State is now. They struggling. They need to make some changes in Golden State.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think, Golden State, man, they ran the table for, man. Shit, what they got
since probably 2014.
It's about time. Catching up to them, yeah.
Yeah. I still think Durant should have stayed with them, though.
And they went to the, what?
They did a back-to-back, John. What's that, 2015, 2016, I think, or 2014, 2015.
They might got four champions.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Curry got four.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they had
their run. Yeah, I think Curry, we know he ain't going nowhere.
No.
But it's going to be some changes done next season, though.
Yeah, Clay's starting to show his age.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you already know, problem child got to go, man.
Yeah.
Green.
Nigga choking out niggas like a wrestler and all that shit. He trying to play. I ain't even going to say bully ball. This nigga playing goon ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He think he an NBA goon and shit.
And
you know what's corny about that shit?
He think he down a Mill Creek Project playing ball.
Mill Creek and shit. Or 16 in Susquehanna or something. I seen somebody post on Instagram, right, when Ron Artest was still playing for the Lakers. And he tried that goofy shit. Somebody posted this video clip. He tried that goofy shit with Ron Artest. And Ron Artest was choking this nigga back like, yo. And then you see Draymond like, I'm good. Yeah, nigga, that's crazy. Ron Artest, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't playing.
Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he the real motherfucking goon, for real, at the NBA. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, y'all, we're going to wrap things up, man. Al Drizzle, I thank you for being on this episode, man.
Hey, yo, man, let me know when you doing that DJ thing again, man.
Oh, DJ episode? Yeah. For those who don't remember or don't know, my first episode ever was with my brother. Born Legends, the first episode. Yo, go back and listen to that. That was a really good episode. We covered everything and, you know, like a lot of history in hip-hop and Philly. He's 10 years older than me. So even though I'm a hip-hop head, what y'all got to know is my brother's the first person that put me on the hip-hop. He bought my first motherfucking hip-hop album, you know what I'm saying? And I had the pleasure of looking at him and his friends on the turntable scratching and shit. These niggas is in wife beaters in 40s. They had wife beaters in 40s on the turntable scratching with motherfucking what was those pants y'all used to wear? They wasn't even jeans. These y'all niggas was wearing some old smooth shit, some gangster shit. They had wife beaters on with these pants. Now, I don't want to say tight because, you know, this era is stupid. But, yo, these niggas was fresh to death with a wife beater on and some turntables with 40s. Motherfucking 40 ounces and shit. What was that, White Mountain and shit y'all was drinking back then?
Man.
Red Bull, some shit.
800, man.
Cookie 900 cookie, cookie 900.
Yeah,
yo. Like, so I had the pleasure to watch these niggas. That was my introduction to hip hop. You know, I'm like, damn, this shit is cool. It sounds dope. Sound refreshing. You know, so that was my introduction to hip hop, man. I fell in love with hip hop because of these niggas. Well, my brother. You know what I mean? But thanks for listening. Peace.